This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
There are moments in life that you'll never forget. Memories you'll pass on to your children, and they'll pass on to theirs. They'll be talked about when friends come together as myth, lore, and legend. These are Tales from the Tailgate. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. This is Steve from the Outdoor Drive Podcast, and as always, I'm joined by my good buddy Trev. Trev, how are you?
What's going on, Steve?
Same old, same old. I think we got a really special episode this time, so why don't you go ahead and introduce everyone? And
all right, we got our good buddy Colton and Jesse from Iowa. What's up, guys?
We're here.
Good.
Yeah, nice day down there in Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting down here by the Mississippi River just enjoying the view.
It must be nice now that you punched a tag for the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Well, I think we're probably just going to wait a year and see it on my wall.
I like the way you
now
think,
buddy.
Now you
get to hunt with Dad, and hopefully he punches a good old tag, huh?
Yeah.
He's got his sister yet. She was pretty jealous bringing that thing home, so yeah. Now she's trying to get one of the bow, though, so it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Would you shoot yours with a rifle, Colton?
With the 50 Beowulf.
Nice.
Whoa.
Came
big boy,
swinging.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take us through it, man? Was this a deer that you've been watching for quite some time, or was it something that showed up new on camera?
We've been, like, looking at it for, like, quite some time.
Yeah, he was a deer from last year. He made a very large jump this year. First picture we got of him this year, actually the landowner took it on his cell phone baling hay.
Really? Was he in velvet?
Yeah, he's in velvet, yeah, you know.
Did it become your target buck right then and there?
No, it was just one of them deer, like, yeah, you know, it's in the area, and we were not planning on it. There's actually another buck in the area that we were kind of hoping to see.
Yeah.
And then they got a chopped cornfield out. And after my daughter was done on an archery hunt, we got down early because she got busted on her hairspray, what it was. And then we went and checked out another field, and that target buck and this buck were in the field. So we got on Facebook Marketplace and found a two-man ladder stand and got that picked up and put in the tree. And actually, his sister helped me put in the tree for Colton's hunt.
That's cool.
Well, why don't you take us through the day as it kind of went forth and you found this buck and everything that kind of happened?
You start off. How do you start your Sunday off?
So We started it as like a fine day with a football game that we won, and on like the first play we got a touchdown, but then like 2 hours after that we went out, got our camel on, drove out there, and there's already a doe out there, but didn't he go away?
I kind of got it, yeah, I made it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see us, and she trotted off, yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, like, three more does came out. One was, like, about, like, 25 yards away. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
I really wanted to shoot that one. I was like, let's just wait. They're content. They're in the field. Let's just see how this plays out. There was,
yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, 8 deer in the field the night before.
Yeah.
So... we just let it play out.
Wasn't there a big buck in the field the night before, too?
Yeah, the target buck was in the field the night before. And then this guy was also there with, like, two other, like, 2.5-year-old deer and some does. It was getting late, so I really couldn't judge profile and rack. But I knew the one. He's pretty easy to see what he is.
So then my dad, he kept on looking down there. He thought he saw, like, 4 antlers of my buck.
Just the tips. And I could see a tree moving. He was raking a tree.
Yeah, and then I kept on, like, trying to, like, go up so I could see if there's any. And then I couldn't see anything, so I thought there was nothing there. So I kept on telling him that I should have shot one of those does.
He was pretty upset. One in the hand's better than 2 in the bush.
And then, like, 20 minutes after that, he decided to, like...
We got down. I kept the bog pod death grip at the bottom of the stand for a plan B in case we had to move on something. And it just so happened we did. That buck kept raking that tree. So then we got down out of the tree. And you can tell the rest of the story.
We got out of the tree and we, like, snuck up on him. He was 172 yards away. He kept on raking the tree, and then my dad, he told me to get low, so I got low, and then he put up the tripod and put the gun on, and he said, "Bud, take your time. We're only supposed to shoot 150 yards, but I think you could take your time and squeeze the trigger." And I kept, as he was facing towards us, I kept on looking at his antlers.
Yeah. I didn't know that at this point. The deer was broadside the last time I looked at it, but I was in full coach mode, getting his breathing, his trigger pull down, because 170 yards is pushing it for him. But being on the bog pod, I'm like, I think we can definitely try it.
Yeah, and since I kept on looking at his antlers, I told Dad, it's a big buck. I can see his antlers. So instead of shooting him, like, behind the shoulder, I shot him in the neck.
Oh.
The deer faced him straight on, and he put it, well, just below the white patch, I guess. But
yeah.
I just heard the flop, and he was just dying cockroach, feet in the air.
Yep. Perfect shot. Rub. Perfect shot, man. Yeah. Good job.
What was kind of going through your head before you went to pull the trigger?
What kept on going through my head was, it's a big buck, squeeze the trigger, look at, it's a big buck, squeeze the trigger, it's a big buck, squeeze the trigger.
We practice lots in Mickle's household.
Awesome.
Were you shaking like a leaf on a tree before?
Yep.
Yeah.
After the shot, there was a lot of fist pumping, belly bumping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knew where we were at that point.
He kept on screaming, "Oh my God, what did you just shoot? A big buck?
I didn't know. I didn't know that it was that deer until, the video we were walking up was pretty fun. Because the antlers just kept, usually, you know, like you're like, oh, well, it's all right. No, the antlers kept getting bigger
as
we walked up.
So once we walked down there, I lift up his antlers. He started like trying to walk on the ground. I stepped back and I gave Dad the gun. And I thought he was just gonna shoot it again, but he gave it back to me. And
I couldn't shoot it. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, he was just holding it down, and I had to pull the trigger, and it was right where we were supposed to shoot it, but we didn't.
Put one in his heart just to make sure he was moving a lot more than we like him to when we're that close to him.
Yeah. But, like, once we brought him to the house, like, we saw where the bullet came out when I shot him the first time, but we didn't find where like, it came in.
No, we just disintegrated.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what were your thoughts when you picked up the antlers and realized how big he actually was?
Well, like, before when I was about to, like, shoot him, I was also thought that, like last year there were these two bucks fighting, and I could have shot one, but I couldn't see through the scope because, and when I was about to shoot him, it was, like, getting dark, and like, it was intense for me, and...
Yeah, he was getting pretty jacked up there. We both were though. At that point.
He was screaming and yelling, giving me high fives, and I was like, "Yeah, yay!"
Dad was proud, wasn't he?
I guess I was probably the more excited one. I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, that's usually how that way seems to go. But, I mean, it's just
put a lot of hard work for this stuff, and all unfold and comes together, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Jesse, you do put in a lot of work for the young guys. They're always succeeding, your little ones, and always killing big bucks and always enjoying the outdoors no matter what it is. It's so cool to watch. And
it don't matter. It don't matter if we're catching carp, we're giving 100%.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that, man. So did you end up taping your deer? How big was your deer?
We didn't score it, no.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, right?
No, that's not exactly. Like,
it was a trophy.
How big was it? Big enough.
That's right.
Last year, so you're eight now.
Yeah.
Last year, he was on Doe Patrol for the year because when he was six, his first year, he put two deer on the wall.
So you made him only be on Doe Patrol for the season.
He was Doe only last year. I'm like, there's no way. I didn't want him to get, you know, a big head, like, oh, I'm only going to shoot big bucks or whatever. He just got very, very lucky because, well, first off, I had him and his sister arm wrestle for who was going to shoot the first deer. Well, I kind of knew his sister was going to win. So then it was every other day they hunt. So some days when we get so close and it doesn't work out, the next day the other one, you know, makes it happen.
Makes it happen.
Yeah.
He got lucky, though, a lot. He was six. He got really lucky, and this was just not even a thought in my mind that deer was going to step out on the field. That deer, we weren't even thinking about that deer.
Yeah. So, like last year, the neck was, like, this thick, but now it's, like, this thick. It changed a lot, like, a lot.
Yeah, going from a 4 to 5-year-old this year, you could tell that he just looks older. Maybe he's six. I don't have a whole lot of history of deer, but it was pretty neat. Last year, he was just a 4-point side with, like, a snake tongue. It's a little split on the end. And then this year, it's, like, everything just supersized.
Yeah.
So why don't you describe him for us so that we kind of, everybody, all the listeners at home, kind of know what he looks like.
For his antlers, I kept on telling everyone that his antlers were, like, handicapped because they're all, like, wacky. like there's no... There's a big difference between one side of the antlers and the other side. Like this one side, it you could probably use it as a spatula. If, like, you cut it off and you put, like, a little handle on it, you could probably, like, make eggs with it.
That's cool.
Maybe we'll do that. It'll save me some money.
Yeah.
So you had one side that was palmated. How many points were on that side altogether?
It was 13 points altogether.
Yeah. There's this one. There's these two antlers, and then this other one was just hiding right behind it. Like the one antler was like playing hide and seek behind two bushes.
Oh, there's the back side of his main beam up for his brow time. There's a point that just follows it all the way up, and there's just a gap in between. I didn't even see that until
until
it was on the tailgate, actually.
That's crazy, man.
I think on Friday, me and my mom, we're going to go shopping and pick up the meat.
Yeah, oh, it's at the butcher shop.
Yeah, the meat's already done. There's only 4 days. We only took 36 pounds of meat in for sticks, and we kept the rest for table fare.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder how much it would weigh, though.
We're already one back strap down. And we haven't froze the back straps or the roast yet. It's an older deer. We're just keeping the fridge, and after about probably 2 weeks, it'll probably be all gone.
Yeah.
We're getting close. This has been just a week.
Yeah.
That's...
Do you eat a lot of venison?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we ate on it, right?
Yeah, we ate the inner loins already. The jalapeno butter marinade. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's kind of your goal for the rest of the season now that you got your big buck down on the ground?
Probably goose hunting.
You like goose hunting?
Yeah, it's fun. Because last year was my first year, and so this one goose, I didn't see that there was one like right behind it, so I shot the first one, and then the bullet went through, but... The
babies.
Yeah, like... Just
so he got his first limit one shot last year.
Yeah, the BB, like 3-1 BB hit the goose behind, and then we had to go run home, get Ryder.
Yeah, it was crippled up a little bit, so we had to get my dog, and he swam around the pond for like 10 minutes trying to get this cripple, because it was just like a foot in front of him, so it's like you can't shoot the goose, you can't do nothing. Finally, he caught up to it.
You thought he would drown.
I thought that he would swim for 10 minutes. I know I would have been drowned by then.
Right?
Because he's probably about, 2 feet tall, and the pond's probably about,
20 feet deep.
Yeah, 20 feet deep. So
now we'll do something. Maybe we'll get some walleye fishing in here yet.
Yeah.
Probably going to help with your sister's hunt. We're going to move a blind. We're going to maybe, brush a couple blinds.
Check trail cameras.
Yeah, pull some card pulls, help your sister out.
So you got a lot of work to do this season. It's not over yet.
No, yeah. It's not even started yet. That's the best part.
And the thing is,
The youth hunters are fortunate here. They can get a youth tag. They can also get another gun tag and an archery tag.
My little brother, Easton, he also has... Next year, he's probably going to go hunting.
He's got to prove himself behind the gun first.
Yeah.
So what is the age limit to start hunting?
Not one in Iowa.
There isn't. Whenever you feel is needed.
Yep.
Yeah, I started when I was 5.
You were 5, and your sister was 4. It's kind of when I believe that they can handle the gun,
Yeah.
Like completely handle it. Take the safety on, take the safety off, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because some of the kids, like Colton, I was going to start turkey hunting a little earlier, but all he wanted to do was finger that trigger right away when he got up there. So we pumped the brakes for him for like a year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it was good to kind of set him back, put him on doe patrol, and kind of work his way up into what he needed to do.
You can't let, they still have to realize that just shooting a deer is fun. Grant, his first one, I mounted no matter what. He could have shot a 4-pointer. It was going on the wall.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. First one's forever. We're putting that one on the wall.
That's right.
And that wasn't a giant, but still, to you it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a very emotional day for us.
Yeah.
For me. I got a pretty big hug out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. The camera was definitely still going. I didn't know it.
Awesome. Man, those are memories that you'll never forget, though.
No, it's awesome. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Colton, I do got one question, man. We normally don't ask it on Tales for a Tailgate, but I will ask you because I really want to know this. And that's, what drives you outdoors, man? What makes you want to go hunting every day?
Probably to when I go hunt, I like looking for like different animals. Like sometimes when we're like hunting in the woods, I will look for like squirrels running around in the trees and stuff. And I would just get the gun and just aim on it, but like just for like practice when it really comes.
Just like being out there.
Yeah.
Like spending time with Dad.
Yeah, and eating it.
I'm starting to see a trend here. Maybe this is why there are so many good hunters coming out of your state. You get to start them young, and everyone wants to do it.
I don't know how old we'll live. We've been deep frying a lot of stuff. But it's going to be good to live until we get there.
Hey, you only live once.
I know.
Roughly, like, from all the calories of the meat that I've ate in my life, I would probably think about, like, 10,000. Okay. I ate a lot. I eat a lot of meat.
Yeah, you better start counting your calories. You're 60-pounder.
Normally, I'm like 64.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Yeah, I'm starting to get.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, you're a big boy, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, outstanding. Well, Colton, congratulations on that buck, man. That is really too cool. And we were happy to see the pictures. And we're extremely proud of you over here. We want you to know that, bud.
Thank you.
You just go ahead and live that up, and you keep giving your dad a hard time for being the baby in that hunt, you know?
Okay.
I'm waiting. I can't wait to start dragging deer.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's when it turns around. We'll see who the baby is.
Yeah. Especially when they're shooting these bigger deer, trying to load them up, and they're not gutted yet for pictures.
Yeah.
That part's tough.
And when he was, like, lifting the buck up, what I really wanted to do, I just wanted to sit down and be like, come on, you got this. Yeah. And he was like, he was about to probably pull a muscle.
Yeah, he was getting close.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, you're getting called out. I love
it. Well, he was down there, and he's like, come on, because, you know, he's trying to get him to start with that little shoulder, just that little bit, that 2 inches. Like, once it gets over the shoulder, you can get him back to the truck.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, come on, you can do it, Dad. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Oh, man, like I said, that you'll never replace that memory. That's something you can't relive. And the way this story folded out, I mean, it's second to none.
That's what we tried. You know, we tried to take a lot of pictures, tried video as much as we can. I'm getting better at the video and stuff. I'm still slack on that part of it, but definitely the pictures, not even just like, you know, the kill pics or whatever, just us on the woods, period.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be able to hand that down, and he'll be able to hand that down. So,
yeah.
And
ultimately, that's what the show's for, is let's make these tales and hand them off to the future generations. And you guys are starting a trend right now young. So, congratulations to you both.
It's nice having the young kids, too, because they, you know, he's like, yeah, they need another shotgun, another rifle. It's for you, it's for me, it's for us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you need to ask Trevor. You need to go out on striper fishing.
Oh, buddy.
That's what we need to do sometimes.
Come on with it.
The thing is about, like five-person family is, like, say he just bought me a gun, and like, sister, she doesn't have that gun. She's going to be like, Dad, can I use Colin's gun? I don't have that kind of gun. I need it. I just want to use it, you know, just borrowing it.
Hey.
We share our weaponry.
That's right. You know, each one's got a purpose, and you use the one that fits.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, guys, we'll go ahead and let you guys get going. We just want to thank you both for jumping on here. And again, Colton, congratulations. Jesse, good job on setting that up and taking care of him, showing him the ropes. That's really what this world needs right now. So we really want to just thank you guys for jumping on. And for everyone listening, we appreciate you guys. And stay tuned for the next Tales from the Tailgate.